Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Go to the kgov.com website, click on the store, look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products, or give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church and thrilled to announce that we've broken $12,000 in our February telethon goal. We're on our way, with your help and the Lord's help, to $30,000. But wow, we're most of the way through the month of February. So it's February 22nd. We're at $12,015. And remember, you get Walt Brown's book, In the Beginning, and our video, Evidence Against the Big Bang, for a gift of $100 or more, and or a subscription to any of our topical videos, verse-by-verse Bible studies, seminars, and so on. So you go to our website, kgov.com, click on the banner, and look at our store subscription. See if you can help. We'd be so very thankful. Okay, Milo Yiannopoulos. You know the name, perhaps. He is the homosexual who has deceived a lot of conservatives into thinking that he's a conservative and he's some kind of a voice for reason and what is just and good. But he is sexually perverse. He's in rebellion against God. Jesus Christ said that God made us male and female at the beginning of the creation. At the beginning of the creation, God made us male and female. So Milo over at Breitbart, now he's been fired from Breitbart. He had a $250,000 book contract that's just been canceled. He was supposed to speak at CPAC. CPAC, you know what CPAC stands for? C-P-A-C? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what it stands for. But also, it's the Conservative Political Action Committee. But it stands for nothing. At any rate, he was supposed to speak there. He got canceled. They're very double-minded, promoting homosexuality one day and backing off the next. Of course, this is more because his statement that was recently made public basically is soft support for pedophilia, for men molesting younger boys. And so, I don't know, I guess I should read you his quote, but it's disgusting. But on our webpage, kgov.com/homosexuality, we have, you know, the classic, we just want to be left alone. Right. Well, in the public square, Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. One or the other will be in the closet. And a homosexual replies, no, really, we just want to be left alone. Oh, yeah, and you better bake us a cake. And keep your mouth shut about it, or you'll be fined daily. Or how about make us a pizza pie and cookies, or else, and send us flowers. You know, each one of these is a lawsuit, or the government threatening to put somebody in jail, or to fine them thousands of dollars a day. Each one of these different are news stories. And some of these are multiple accounts in various states. And you know, we just want to be left alone, and you better give me a haircut while I'm waiting and take some photos or else. And forget about your heterosexual student clubs and your heterosexual doctors and your boys-only Cub Scouts. And forget about your morally straight Boy Scouts and adult Scout leaders. And forget about your heterosexual dating services and your NCAA-affiliated college campuses, because we're closing all that down unless it affirms our perversion. But really, we just want to be left alone. Do you remember the 15 years they said, we just want to be left alone? The whole time on Bob and Yurt Live, we just let everybody know calmly that they're all lying. They want to shove their perversion into your face and get you to affirm it. And if you won't affirm it, they will turn it into a thought crime. So something like some absurdity like homosexual marriage went from a crime to a crime not to affirm it in the quickest possible time. It went from being a crime to a crime not to support it. How's that? And by the way, did I just say something right or what? Our telethon, we just got a $200 donation from Littleton. Thank you so much. So we're up to $12,215 on our way to our vital goal of $30,000 at kgov.com/homosexuality. And I know on the ABCs of Bob and Yurt Live, we were only up to the C's, and I've cheated by jumping to the H's. We used to have May was a H-free zone on Bob and Yurt Live. Every May for years, no one could mention homosexuality or homosexuals or homos. And if I did, I got fined. How much was it? $1, I think. I got fined $1 if I mentioned it, which I don't think I ever did. And callers would call in, and we'd have to cut them off the air. They'd call back some other time. So, at any rate, we're at the H's just for a moment. We got to go back to finish the C's. But we've been going through an alphabetical list of topics we cover on Bob and Yurt Live that are so vitally important. And so at our website, kgov.com/homosexuality, that Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive, something that our Christian leaders to this day have not learned. In the public square, Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. And so the homosexuals say, oh, well, we just want to be left alone. Really, we just want to be left alone. And, oh, did we tell you you're going to print us some T-shirts and provide some nice floral arrangements and maybe some shrubbery with a two-level effect. And then you're going to host our wedding. Yep. Even on your own church property. Otherwise, we're going to own your church, right? But we just want to be left alone. Remember that? Oh, yeah, and how about this? We want a parade. I'm not kidding. These are all the things homosexuals have demanded from people who are, many of them, disgusted by their perverse lifestyle, and others who've said it violates my moral standard to affirm your perversion, your sin, your rebellion against God. And conservatives, you know, what's a conservative? A conservative today is a Republican trying to save a social program started by a Democrat. That's what a conservative is. A conservative is a Republican trying to save a social program started by a liberal. Like they want to save Social Security and Medicaid, and they want to repair Obamacare. We've been saying this on the air for 20-some years. And so the same thing will be with homosexuality. You know, you just gotta do it right. You just got to regulate it. And so that's inane because Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. And so at any rate, they say, oh, and you got to provide us a parade, and you're going to provide security. And by the way, you better retranslate that Bible of yours literally. Here in Colorado, they passed the law that you cannot publish a book if it would have teachings that would discriminate against homosexuality. Have they ever heard of the New Testament? Perhaps the book of Romans or 1 Timothy? And remember, the government has passed a law to censor your objectionable speech, so watch out. But other than all that, we just want to be left alone. So on that same page, kgov.com/homosexuality, we have, well, my debate with a leading homosexual activist, Wayne Besson, the queen of denial, Wayne Besson. And on that page, we list the widespread tolerance and even promotion of pedophilia among leading homosexual organizations, among homosexual leaders, and often just among the media, like Out Magazine and Allen Ginsberg and The Advocate Magazine and Salon.com. Just this month has removed a series of articles written by Todd Nickerson that were supportive of pedophiles, men who have sex with boys. And so why did they remove them just now? Well, that's so that liberals could feel good about condemning Milo Yiannopoulos because he has been caught basically making light of, not making light of, being supportive of homosexual men who are predators of young boys. And I'll read you his quote. But he now has, well, he's come out and said that he was molested as a boy. And that's not surprising, right? For 25 years on the air, we've been saying that male homosexuals reproduce sexually by molesting younger boys. Homosexuals reproduce sexually by molesting children. So this Yiannopoulos, defender of homosexuality-based relationships between older men and younger boys, he's hated by the left, not because of his kind words for such perverts, because they're very comfortable with that. He's hated by the left because he's considered by them to be a conservative. And so here's what he said. This has just come to the public's attention. He said, in the homosexual world, which he is a part of, in the homosexual world, particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming-of-age relationship, those relationships in which those older men help those younger boys discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love in a reliable sort of rock where they can't speak to their parents. So he's talking about children who live at home with their parents, where homosexual men come along, obviously not with the parents' knowledge, and they lead the boy down the path of his homosexuality, which is what happened to Yiannopoulos himself. We've been saying this for decades, that a significant percentage of homosexuals were molested as boys. Significant percentage. Wow, Parker, Colorado, a subscription. So $25 a month. So that adds to all the other subscriptions. You know, the subscriptions are what help us have some way to budget month by month, because they're monthly subscriptions of video, Blu-ray, DVD, audio, CD audio, or MP3 audio. And people, if they like Bible studies or sermons or videos, topical videos, a lot of our science materials. And so they'll sign up for every month, $25 a month, $35, $40, $50 a month. So that's the thing that helps us really plan for the year. And so this is now another $250 to the telethon, because when someone subscribes, we take the monthly amount and we multiply it by 10 toward the telethon goal. Wow. So we're up to $12,465, almost at $12,005. So if you can help, please, wouldn't it be wonderful if we ended up at $15,000 sometime today? We'd be halfway with just a week to go. Yikes. But thank you so much. And this was someone who increased his subscription from Parker, Colorado. So thank you so very much. All right, so homosexuality is a perversion. God made us male and female. We have a listener on a military base. I don't even want to describe which branch of the military, because maybe I'll share a bit too much information. But you know how they've been getting ready for transgenders, in the military? And so that men now are allowed to say, I'm a woman, and switch the showers that they use, switch the barracks that they use, switch the bathrooms that they use. Where was it? In California, they just got fed up of a guy who said he was a woman and he was in the female prison and he's impregnating all the female inmates he's with. They just got fed up. They kicked him out. So now, I mean, the inmates are running the asylum. The inmates are running the asylum. Colorado, when I started on the air, we had a hospital for the criminally insane. Do you remember that? It was down south a bit. And the geniuses who ran that place decided it would be better for the inmates if they allowed them to mingle together on the same floors, the males and the females. So how's that? You have the state of Colorado managing a hospital for the criminally insane in helping them to reproduce. Out of wedlock, no less. So what's going to happen on our military bases and in our submarines and on our ships and in forward deployments? Not only do you got lesbians and homos and green berets and negligees, but now everywhere on this one particular military base, I have these various publications from the military. This is official, like this right here I'm looking at. Here, I'll show my board operator. This is a Department of Defense shower policy for one facility from January. But this is January 6th. This is before Donald Trump took office. So they're trying to figure out how much it's going to cost if some of the women don't want to shower with some of the guys who say they're women. And so they have to make modifications. So they say, okay, these buildings here, it's going to cost $4.7 million. These buildings, we're estimating $5 million here. Now, this other part of the project, we've got $5.4 million, and over here, $300,000. The same exact document was reissued after Donald Trump took office. Same, here it is. I'll show my board op again. Same exact document. And they said, well, we made a couple errors. We underestimated the cost. This year, these showers here are going to cost $7.4 million on this part of the base. This part of the base over here, you know, you have your divided showers and your wall-mounted showers, and This is going to cost $6.3 million. And over here, it's going to cost $6.3 million. And so anyway, on one military base, just one of all the branches, they all have their bases, one branch, one base, you add it all up, they're estimating about $100 million to modify 13 buildings for transgenders who may show up. Transgenders. $100 million. This is not make-believe. This is the insanity of rebellion against God. The most fundamental thing in the world that a child learns growing up is whether he's a boy or a girl. Today, it's hate speech. If you tell him he's a boy or a girl, you're a hater. And you're a science denier. If you tell him he's a boy or a girl. Remember they said homosexuals were born that way? Remember that? Have you ever heard that? Ever one time in your whole life? Homos were born that way? That's the excuse that male homos use because people tend to be disgusted by them. So they say, it's not our fault we were born this way. And you need to be tolerant. And even by their own words, you know, tolerant, you're not tolerant. If somebody gives you $10,000 gift, you're not tolerant. You love it. You're tolerant of things that disgust you. You might tolerate them. So the whole tolerance thing acknowledges that most people are disgusted by them. But homosexuals are born that way. Well, how about girls? They're not born that way. That's a choice. You mean if you're born a girl, you're not born that way? It's a choice? But homos are born that way? I mean, are you kidding me or what? To be a liberal, aside from being an idiot, you also have to believe that homosexuals were born that way and gender is a choice. You people are lunatics. So, but it's not just stupidity, because stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. It's their rebellion against God. And of all the need in this country and around the world, we're going to waste $100 million modifying the bathrooms in 13 buildings on one military base because some perverts want to flaunt their rebellion against God. What a sick nation we are. But everything is better. My happy news file is filling up with Trump derangement syndrome emailers who send me all the happy news. By the way, Planned Parenthood has still been receiving record federal tax dollars. It's been now a month with Donald Trump, and he's supposed to cut funding to Planned Parenthood. I haven't seen him try. Has one check been held back? Not one check has been held back, as far as I know. And we have the Hyde Amendment, but we've had that since the 70s. It never did anything. George W. Bush had the Hyde Amendment. He gave Planned Parenthood $2.2 billion, so it doesn't mean anything. All it does is get pro-life Republicans to feel good that they think they won a victory. And Planned Parenthood gets the $2.2 billion, and the pro-life Republicans get the Hyde Amendment. What a deal, isn't it? Wouldn't you rather they got the Hyde Amendment and we got the $2.2 billion? Who's stupid in this deal? Who's stupid? Planned Parenthood or National Right to Life? Who's stupid? Planned Parenthood or James Dobson? Who's stupid? Planned Parenthood or Jay Sekulow? Oh, he gets his millions too. Who's stupid? Planned Parenthood or Sean Hannity? We get the Hyde Amendment and we're told to cheer and applaud Mike Pence, and Planned Parenthood gets the $2.2 billion. Who is stupid? So at any rate, we'll see. You know, pray for Donald Trump. He's not a Christian. He advocates killing unborn children. He advocates paying for a lot of them. He hasn't stopped the money flowing to Planned Parenthood. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. Pray for him. Every child he supports killing will be more innocent blood held against him on Judgment Day. And every child he pays for killing will be more innocent blood. And those children will testify against him. And if you didn't warn him, then there'll be tears in your eyes because you'll realize that you just used him to beat the Democrats. Okay, so at any rate, we're done with the kgov.com/homosexual page. And we're back to our ABCs of Bob and Your Live. I wonder if we could get to the D's. It's impossible. We're out of time. One of the topics, Christmas trees. Every year we hear from, you know, any number of listeners that a Christmas tree is pagan. It's sinful to put up a Christmas tree at your home. And we have an article, kgov.com/Christmas tree, that points out the Bible and God's support for using pagan symbols, for co-opting them for our own purposes. It's fine, because God's the one who invented the tree, and he invented the stars, and he did it all, and it could all, in fact, God uses trees in the Bible symbolically, and Jesus hung on a tree, and it could all point to Jesus Christ. So that article, kgov.com/Christmas tree, Christmas-tree, we encourage people to post that preemptively each year in November, early November. Beat the legalist. Beat them to the punch. Before they have their chance to post their article that the Christmas tree is a sin, first you post why the Christmas tree is not a sin. Anyway, and you copy and paste it right off our website. Okay, church, we're in the C's. What is a church? Church is supposed to be for believers. Increasingly, it's become an institution for unbelievers. And that's why so many Christians remain immature and weak, and as the Bible says, beggarly. A church might be seeker-friendly and maturity-unfriendly. That it's unfriendly toward maturing Christianity. Seeker-friendly, but maturity-unfriendly. Okay, we're out of time. Let's try this. The Ten Commandments, also on our website. The five that have to do with the criminal justice system: murder, stealing, adultery, don't bear false witness, and do not covet. Those five are the foundation of a criminal justice system. You know how important it is to know that? To be able to understand the world and how government should function? Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not bear false witness, and do not covet. God bless.